We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Thanks to the pandemic, millions of children and their parents are grappling with education at home, but most parents have never taught their own children. Ainsley Arment is the founder of an online community that promotes learning at home and is the author of several books on the subject. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It's such an honor to be here.
Ainsley, what are the benefits of at-home learning?
Well, I think the benefits of learning at home, one of them, there's probably many, many, but I should say first that when we're living under crisis schooling, this looks very different. So outside of a pandemic, when kids are learning at home, it creates an environment that is more peaceful and calming, and studies show that kids can't learn well under stress. So I think one of the benefits of learning at home is that they can learn in an environment that allows them time to learn at their own pace, to master something before moving on, and to not feel the pressure to perform all of the time. But outside of that, they also have time to, and the freedom to explore things that they're interested in. So it may not be on the syllabus, but they can divert and they can learn about things and take some dives into subjects and ideas that maybe they couldn't do otherwise.
Is remote learning the same as homeschooling?
That's a great question. I think the work is probably the same as far as what parents are having to do right now. I've heard from so many that are trying to balance working from home or just navigating all their different children's Zoom schedules. So I think that the workload is the same, but I think the learning is very different and it looks very different. I think homeschooling is more of a lifestyle where we're living and learning, and we found a rhythm. And I think that distance learning or virtual learning is a little bit more challenging in a lot of ways for parents these days, because they aren't necessarily the ones that are teaching, but they're having to navigate and help their kids get through this challenging time.
What suggestions do you have for parents who have decided to homeschool their kids then?
I think the main thing is to just embrace the journey as a co-learner. You know, as parents, we aren't going to know everything. We can learn alongside of our children. We can continue to learn ourselves and to grow as individuals, and also to inspire our kids to continue to learning. But every day is not going to look the same, and we aren't always going to have all the answers. So it's being willing to explore with our kids and to discover what lights them up, to help them learn those things and those interests, but also to see the ways that we can enrich their experience outside of our home, in resources in the community, or getting outside help if needed with subjects that we aren't familiar in. But most importantly, I just want parents to know that we don't have to know it all to start, that it's a journey for us, and that we are learning at the same time and navigating the new terrain together.
I'm speaking with Ainsley Arment, founder of Wild and Free, an online community that promotes learning at home. Ainsley, why is boredom a good thing in your opinion?
Great question. Boredom is a good thing, in my opinion, because I really believe that it is a catalyst to creativity. I know growing up, I spent countless spans of time wandering the backyard or the neighborhoods. My parents didn't make it their goal to entertain me 24/7. And so much of my imagination birthed ideas, creative ways to play when I was younger, and also ideas to take into my adulthood. So I think that there's a lot of creativity that can come from boredom, and it helps kids not only think for themselves, which is something that's really missing as our kids are heading off to universities, is being able to think for themselves, but also to be able to find new ideas, ways to engage in the world. Tinkering is probably one of the best ways for kids to learn. as well, being able to take things apart metaphorically and physically to engage and to learn how to put their world together. And I think that as parents, we're more fearful of boredom than our kids are, but give it a little space, and it definitely allows them to learn and to find new ways to engage themselves.
Can any of these tips for homeschoolers be applied to parents who are trying to help their kids with remote learning?
Absolutely. I don't think that homeschooling is for every family, and sometimes it's not the best scenario for either the parents or the kids for learning. And as we're all trying to navigate this, Wild and Free is a community that is made up of stay-at-home moms, working moms, parents who both homeschool and work, single moms, and teachers who are using the resources in their classroom, parents whose kids are in traditional school or hybrid schooling. So we are definitely a hodgepodge that believe that these principles apply to parenting, which I believe Wild and Free is a philosophy for parenting as well as education. Allowing our kids time to have a childhood, helping pour into their interests, getting them out into nature, kind of reclaiming some of the things that have been lost in modern early childhood education, especially, but as they grow. So I hope that all moms can, no matter what, and parents can take these principles and even small little bits of time to invest, getting outdoors, spending time together, allowing your kids to play, free play without intervention or a device are all really beneficial, even if they're just small little bits of time each day.
And tell us about Wild and Free.
Wild and Free is a community of parents and home educating parents. But like I said, there is a variety of the different degrees to which people home educate. I believe that all parents are teachers, they're first and foremost to their children. So it's that idea that we can still have agency and that we aren't outsourcing it just because we're choosing to use traditional education as a tool for our children, the education. So I think that Wild and Free is really a community of moms and dads and families that come around this idea of reclaiming wonder in education and childhood and getting out into nature. It's an organization that formed on Instagram somewhat haphazardly 6 years ago and has turned into a movement that hosts events and provides resources monthly for parents, and now is put out a series of books to help support parents through intentional activities.
Your most recent book is One on Holidays, which is filled with all kinds of fun festive activities for families. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So our community is comprised of so many amazing people with such great gifts. And so it's really a collaboration from so many different people in our community that have put together handcraft tutorials with photography, recipe ideas, activities for getting out in nature, engaging in your children through the season. So it's a collection of all of those things that start in the autumn timeframe and go through Valentine's Day. Tons of holiday-related activities that are just really meaningful. Pumpkin beeswax, harvest candles, making midwinter lanterns, mindful love baskets. Some really great things that are crafts, but that are lasting, that have a use or are beautiful that people can use and the kids can get really excited about.
And how can people get more information on Wild and Free?
BeWildandFree.org is our website and a great connecting point because you can connect more with our community, learn more about what we do, and also find resources, as well as the series of the Wild and Free books available through Harper One. So you can find that. There's a tab for everything at bewildandfree.org. And we're on Instagram at wildandfree.co.
I've been speaking with Ainsley Arment, founder of Wild and Free, an online community that promotes learning at home. Thank you so much for joining me today, Ainsley.
Thanks, Vicki. Appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best. best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.